Prop V is known as the soda tax and the grocery tax, but on the ballot, it's the tax on distributing sugar-sweetened beverages. Under Prop V, that includes things like a can of soda or an energy drink. Things that aren't included are diet sodas, juice, or anything that will get you drunk. The tax is 1 cent per ounce, so that's about 12 cents per can of root beer. The tax is paid for by distributors. They're the people who sell these drinks to stores, and they could choose to pay for the tax however they want, including passing on the costs to markets, who could pass on the costs to drink buyers. The money raised would go into the city's general fund to be spent however the city wants. Supporters include the mayor and the American Heart Association. They say taxing these drinks will lead to fewer people drinking them. Since these beverages can lead to diabetes and heart disease, proponents frame this as a public health measure, and they've raised over $6 million. The beverage industry does not like taxes like these. They've put in almost $19 million to help fight Prop V. But the Golden Gate Restaurant Association and some grocery store owners don't like it either. They say they don't want to raise prices, and the tax has been called regressive, meaning that it affects the poor a lot more than those with money. If this all sounds familiar, that might be because a similar proposition was on the ballot 2 years ago. It got more than half the vote, but failed because it needed two-thirds. The current proposition only needs 50% to pass. So, a yes vote on Prop V means a new 1 cent per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages for distributors. A no vote means no tax and no change.